Good afternoon, everybody. What an exciting day. Thank you for being here. My name is John Zaricelli. I'm the Member of Parliament for Etobicoke North and the Secretary of State for Labor. Before I begin, I just want to do some quick acknowledgements before I get into some opening remarks. I'd like to thank Superintendent Ron Tavener for being here. Thank you very much. Thank you to Councillor Vincent Grisanti, who's here with us today, for this important announcement. I'd also like to thank the Rexdale Hub for hosting us today. So I was born right here in Rexdale, and this community has shaped who I am. So when we talk about this community, it isn't in the abstract for me, it's personal. Keeping people safe is one of the most fundamental responsibilities of government. Families deserve to feel secure walking the streets, sending their kids to school, coming home at night. And our government has been clear about our responsibility, and we are acting on it. We brought forward legislation to strengthen bail laws, invested in hiring more federal police officers, increasing border enforcement to keep illegal drugs and gangs out of our communities. But we know this. Lasting safety doesn't come from enforcement alone. And I'd like to recognize the officers of Toronto Police who are here with us today. Thank you very much for everything you do. My brother is a police officer, and I know the work and the challenging work that you do keeping us safe every day. But what today is about prevention, intervening early and supporting young people before they pulled into the cycle of violence. And that's why today matters. Today's announcement is about real investments to address the root causes of crime and give young people access to mentorship, opportunity, and support. This is how we build safer communities, not just for today, but for the long term. I'd like to recognize my colleague, Minister Anandasangari, Minister of Public Safety, for being with us today and at the Rexdale Hub. His commitment to crime prevention is real and ongoing. And I want to tell you something. He's been to Etobicoke North many times. Most recently, he met with Superintendent Tavener and the dedicated officers of 23 Division to hear directly from those working on the front lines. Together, we discussed the concerns that we're hearing from our community and how we can continue to work together to build a safer and stronger neighborhoods. I'm also pleased to be joined here by Tammy Seva, thank you very much, CEO of the United Nations Association in Canada, and a good friend, Safia Ahmed, the Executive Director of the Rexdale Community Health Center. So thank you for all the important work you guys are doing. So now, with that introduction, let me turn it over to the Minister for the announcement. Thank you, Minister.
Good afternoon, everyone. Great to be back here in Rexdale. We're here at the Hub and Rexdale Community Health Center. It's an area I'm quite familiar with. Several decades ago, I would say in the late 90s, early 2000s, I spent a fair bit of time here working with young people who were going to North Island Collegiate and others who lived in the neighborhood where there were some challenges. And we were able to work together. We were able to have in partnership with law enforcement, with the Toronto Police, with many in our community. And as John said, law enforcement is one element of addressing safety and security. And what we're going to announce is the other major element. And I look forward to sharing those details. But let me also acknowledge the good work of many of you here, the Hub, Rexdale Health Center. Thank you to the UN organization in Canada. Thank you for your work. And one of my delights and real encouragement from the last election in April is the election of John Zaricelli as Member of Parliament for Etobicoke North and subsequently as a Secretary of State for Labor. I've known John for probably a good 20 years. John brings depth to the work of being a parliamentarian. It is not something he looks to do as a profession. He brings enormous wealth of knowledge that he gained supporting politicians and understanding communities and understanding how communities work. So since the time he was elected, I haven't seen a harder working MP. So John, thank you for the work that you do. And I want to reference Superintendent Tavener. We talked in the summer about in his office. We talked about public safety. And, you know, there's a suite of issues that we talked about that could strengthen the criminal code, that will strengthen the law enforcement's ability to ensure that those who need to be put away are put away. And law enforcement's given those key tools like lawful access to be able to do their jobs. But one thing he said that I really took away is talking about the community and how it's important that young people have opportunities, young people have deep down supports, especially in communities that are, in many ways, the hub for people who are coming into Canada, for newcomer communities coming in, settling here, subsequently even moving out of this area. But it is so essential to have that level of support for you. And I really took that to heart, Superintendent. And I'm actually glad that we're back here making this announcement today. So with that, let me just talk about what we're announcing. Our government will be providing over $1.8 million to the United Nations Association in Canada for a new initiative that will help reduce youth involvement in gangs and violent crime here in Rexdale. The Building Opportunities for Youth in Rexdale is a project that will focus on empowering youth between the ages of 16 and 19 through a partnership with the Rexdale Community Health Center. It will help them build resilience, find jobs, and choose a path away from gangs. Participants will have the chance to take part in pre-employment training, life skills, and decision-making workshops, and peer mentoring. It will also engage in a model UN training, United Nations training, and a conference focused on crime prevention. Taken together, the workshops, training, and events will help foster leadership and community engagement. Participants will learn new skills and be a voice for youth in their communities. This is just one of many projects that our government funds through the Youth Gang Prevention Fund. The fund supports community initiatives that help to keep youth away from gangs and exit strategies for youth caught up in gang culture. I cannot overstate how important it is that we give our young people the skills, confidence, and opportunities to succeed in all aspects of life. We want to empower them to make positive choices that not only benefit them, but their whole community. The youth that take part in initiatives like the one that we're talking about today, supporting today, are the leaders of the future and will be examples for others to follow. And give you a personal anecdotes of young people I work with here. There are many, probably over 36. Some of them went to jail for a long time. But the ones that we were able to work with, the ones we were able to support, are contributing members of our society. They're working, they own businesses, some of them are professionals. And my work in other areas like Scarborough, I can tell you that when you invest in young people, you get results. It is a very simple solution, one that oftentimes we don't focus on. But when we have young people who are at risk, they require the attention for them to succeed. It is far too easy to incarcerate. It's far too easy just to have a law enforcement model. But law enforcement coupled with upstream investments like the ones we're making today will have lasting impact on our community. And this is exactly how we not only ensure that our communities are safer, but our communities are more productive and our communities are more sustainable in the future. So thank you for this opportunity, John, and it's always a pleasure to see you. And I want to just once again, thank you for your tremendous leadership in so many areas. And also a shout out to all the members of the 23 Division that are here today. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. All right. So I would like to invite Aki Temeseva, the CEO of the United Nations Association of Canada, to come up here and say a few words. Thank you so much.
Good afternoon, everyone. Honorable ministers, MPs, colleagues, and members of esteemed media. I want to begin by expressing my sincere thanks to Minister Gary Anan Azangare, Minister John Zeritelli, and all members of Parliament joining us today. Thank you to Public Safety Canada for your leadership and commitment to building safer communities. And a special thank you to our community partner, Rexdale Community Healthcare Centre, for welcoming us here for the incredible work you do every day. I could not be prouder and happier standing here today to announce the launch of this program, which will give youth a better and a fairer chance to be all they can in this community and beyond. The United Nations Association in Canada has been working for 80 years to make the values and goals of the United Nations come to life in Canada. Our mission is to build a more peaceful, inclusive, and united society right here at home. And that always starts from grassroots programming in the community. As we heard from the minister already, the program is very exciting and it is working on the preventive side of things. So this announcement today is much more than just funding. This is about creating opportunities and hope in a world where we need hope more than ever. So through the Building Opportunities for Youth Rexdale project, we'll work with the Rexdale Community Health Center to empower at-risk youth by helping address the factors that can lead to violence and worse. This program will provide pre-employment training, life skills, and decision-making workshops and peer mentorship opportunities. Participants will also engage in Model United Nations training and conference adapted to this community, giving them a platform to explore issues and propose solutions where the youth itself can lead those changes. On this, we have vast experience from across the country where we don't want to only give skills for youth to adapt, but to lead. In closing, this partnership is about equity, resilience, and community leadership. Together, we are investing in young people, breaking down systematic barriers, and building a future where every youth have tools to survive and thrive. Thank you all for making this possible.
Thank you.
Okay. Our final speaker will be Safiya Ahmed, the Executive Director of the Rexdale Community Health Center.
Good afternoon. First of all, thank you so much for all the speakers for setting the stage so thoughtfully today. I would like to take an opportunity to thank our honorable guests here with us, Honorable Gary and Anand Sangare, Minister Honorable John Cerutelli, Vincent Crisanti, who's our counselor, Aki Tineseva, who spoke earlier. I also want to recognize our board chair who's here with us, Kiki, and also Anabang, who is another member of our board of directors. I also want to thank Superintendent Tavner and the officers from 23 Division. Also want to recognize that many members of our community are here and partners are also here. So thank you everybody for coming today for this announcement. After hearing all of that this afternoon, I just want to bring this back to something that's very simple and very human. The work is finally and really is about young people feeling like they matter, feeling seen, feeling supported, and feeling like there is a place for them in our own community. For many youth in Rexdale, the journey is not always straightforward. There are real barriers, and sometimes the systems around them do not make things easier for them. What makes a difference is when people show up consistently, genuinely, and with care. And this is what this funding is about. And that's what today represents. The initiative is about connection. It's about young people learning from each other, building confidence, discovering their strength, new opportunities. And it's about helping them see themselves, not just as participants, but as leaders, not right now and not someday in the future. What gives me the most hope, though, is how many people are standing behind this work. Government partners, community representatives and organizations, our other partners here represented by the United Nations Association of Canada, families, and most importantly, our youth themselves. When we work together like this, real change becomes possible. As we move forward, we are committed to listening, learning, and growing alongside the young people involved and living in Rexdale. Their voices will guide us, their experiences will shape what comes next, and our responsibility is to keep showing up for them. As was said earlier, enforcement is only one aspect of it. This is about prevention. This is making sure that our youth have the opportunities that they need. So I want to finally thank everybody who helped make today possible and everyone who will continue to support this work in the months and years ahead. And to the young people who will be part of this journey, we are excited to walk alongside you. Thank you.
Okay, so that's the conclusion of our event. And I have the opportunity to give the final thought, which is always a great place to be. And I want to say that this is really only the start of the work that we are all doing together. Many of you, all of you here, are in fact community leaders in Etobicoke North and in Rexdale. And together, we can work together to make our community brighter and better. The work you guys are committed, the work you're doing every single day. And I look at many of the organizations here that are out here working on the ground, supporting the community. And I'm here to tell you that I'm here with you to support the work you're doing. Councillor Grisanti and I work very closely together, as do I and Superintendent. But consider us your partner as we move forward. I'm really excited about our community. I'm really excited about the future. So thank you all for being here. For those in the media, we'll have an opportunity for some one-on-ones now. But that's the conclusion of the event. So thank you for coming. It's a real honor. Thank you.